Back here on Sportsline on WBAL, Brett Hollander joined now by the voice of the Baltimore Ravens, Jerry Sandusky, and the Ravens make a massive splash in free agency today. They signed veteran wide receiver Steve Smith, and he joins us right now on the phone. And Steve, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, how does it feel signing and leaving the Panthers and coming to Baltimore?
It's a relief, and, in the last 24 hours, I go from being unemployed to employed, and so trying to get that all figured out. And, I think one of the biggest things, a lot of people look at, our massive contracts or looking at the amount of money, but you got to understand that, once a guy gets cut, there's a lot of things that go through his mind, and, can I still play? Am I good enough? I've been rejected. You go through all that stuff, and so, you got a little mourning period, but then you got to get back on the horse and understand it's a business. And so that's what I did, and I got a great opportunity to meet with the staff late yesterday and all day today, and got a great sense and a great feeling. I thought it was the best fit for who I am, and hopefully I think I will help us out being a Baltimore Raven and do some great things.
Steve, this is Jerry Sandusky. Don't flinch. You'll get used to the name. How important was it in your talks today with John Harbaugh and Gary Kubiak and Ozzie to get a sense of how they intend to use you? I mean, you've been the number one guy, the marquee receiver, your entire career. And in a Gary Kubiak offense, the ball really gets spread around a lot.
It really gets spread around a lot. And one thing that I've always expressed in Carolina is, is looking for help and needing help. And they did a very good job of trying to get that, but it always didn't always work out. If that was the case, we'd all be going to the horse track and going to Vegas. So, it's all just trying to figure it out. But with that all being said, Gary Kubiak's offense, and I look at how he spreads the ball around, that's a good thing. And I believe the guys that they already have on the team, it is not my job to go in there and say, hey, I'm Steve Smith. My job is to fit in to a culture that is already established. And that is going to require me to really put aside my ego and say, hey, what do I bring to the table and what is my value? And I got a clean slate now, and it's white clean in a good way and also a bad way. And that means I got to be open and transparent and show who I am and bring and know what they already bring to the table, and then and show and earn the respect of these guys that I can contribute. And I like that challenge, and I look forward to that. And that is very intriguing to me.
I want to pick it up with a phrase you just used, fit in. How excited are you to play with a quarterback like Joe Flacco, who has the arm strength to fit the ball into tight windows, and you know you're going to be a go-to guy in those windows?
Well, since I'm already a little guy, I think that goes together very well. I'm just excited about the opportunity. Another thing about Coach Kubiak's system is, I don't look at myself being the Andre Johnson in the system. I look at myself as – I look at what Kevin Walter was in that system in Houston. He contributed. He played well. He was dependable, and that's what I want to be.
I have to think, Steve, and the Ravens have a track record of picking up guys at certain points in their career, like Tony Siragusa and Rod Woodson and Shannon Sharp, and they kind of fit into an overall puzzle, and they tend to come here incredibly hungry for one thing. I think we all know what that one thing is at this point in your career. You're after the grand prize, right?
Man, I'm on I can't play a lick of golf, but I sure can watch some great players play. And I'm at the back nine of my career, and I understand that. And so I can't guess and foresee who's going to be the team that's hoisting the trophy. But I think with the nucleus they already have and them being transparent and saying, hey, you can help us, and being you can help us, then that is intriguing to me. And I hope that I can be that added piece. And I don't want to say missing, that added piece that can contribute to success.
You had a chance to visit at length with John Harbaugh, and he's always spoke very highly of you. Ozzie Newsome has always spoken very highly of you. It was your first time to spend hours with these guys. What were your takeaways?
Well, first of all, I'm talking to Ozzie Newsome, and I'm you know, I'm on a business trip, and he's talking to me of what he sees in me. And I'm inside like, oh, my gosh, Ozzie Newsome, you know. So I had to keep that under control. But it was an honor, and it was great to hear Coach Harbaugh's vision, understanding. And everybody that I spoke to, Coach Harbaugh, Coach Kubiak, Coach Ron Engel, general managers, presidents, be yourself. Man, you know, for all the things that has transpired in the last 48 hours, nothing is more soothing to hear when you read an article or hear things of, well, him being himself was this or that. Nothing's more heartwarming to hear. Be yourself. Being yourself is good enough for us.
And Steve, what does that mean to you? Because, you know, we've always covered you from afar and as an opponent. And honestly, I've only heard people say really positive things about you as a competitor, you as a locker room guy. So what will you bring to the locker room? What does being Steve Smith mean?
Well, like I said, I have to fit in. I got to find out where I fit in. I think the one thing that can end up turning very badly for anyone is if you come in and saying, well, these guys got to mess with me. That is an epic fail. That's not how it works. That's not how you work in a business. You have to come in and show what you're good at, what you can bring to the table, how you can help, and how you can fit in a culture that is already established. There's a framework prior to me getting in here, and I have to fit in that framework, and I understand that completely.
And finally, Steve, no regrets about not taking your tour around NFL free agency and being wined and dined?
No, I mean, you know, I had some great crab cakes at Coach Harbaugh's house.
Wow.
And he opened up his house, and his wife was very cordial and warm. And so we could ate at a restaurant, but he made it more personable. And then second of all, you know, it's kind of hard to go off to somewhere else and kind of listen to him when you like to hear what you're hearing there. And plus, I heard so many different stories that were supportive, and it wasn't a speech or a spiel. It was, we want you to be you, and then there was a story of how he coaches and what he does, and those just kind of reinforced exactly what he was saying by actions prior to me even coming on.
Steve, I can tell you, having watched John coach over the last six seasons and having watched you from afar, albeit throughout the last dozen plus years, you two are going to get along really well.
I think it's gonna work out well, and I'm excited. And you know, I think it's gonna be an awesome experience, and the fan base is unbelievable. And it's a new place, so you know, I got to learn how things are gonna shape out, but I think it'll be great.
Steve Smith, congratulations, and welcome to Baltimore.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.